Welcome everyone to another episode of the Parallel Universe. I'm your host, Logan Bruce, and on this episode, we are talking about lightsabers, an elegant weapon, a more civilized weapon for a more civilized age. You know, that's what Obi-Wan, how he described it. So, what actually is a lightsaber? Well, we're going to get into that. How does it get its color? We'll discuss that as well. And does the color mean anything? Well, yes, it does. We're going to find all of that out right now. So, first of all, what are the most common colors? Well, the most common are blue, red, and green, which help distinguish both the light side and from the dark. And, you know, depending on which lore you go with, whether the expanded universe, which they're called, which is called Legends now, or what is considered canon. In the expanded universe, Legends, there were 11 colors with different meanings. But in canon, there are 8, to be precise. So we're going to be talking about those 8 primarily. We may bring up what the color may have meant back in the EU. You know, once or twice we may bring that up. So let's get right into it. What these colors mean and what they're for. Of course, we know the lightsaber are used by both the Jedi and the Sith and other Force-sensitive individuals. These weapons consist of a plasma blade, which is powered by what we know, the kyber crystal. These crystals are Force-attuned, they're rare, and they can be found in nature on different planets. Kyber crystals don't have a color when they are found, but when they are found by a Jedi, they take different colors. Although the personality of the user does not directly determine the color of the crystal, in the old expanded universe, different colors denoted different roles for the Jedi. But this is no longer canon. Then that's not considered canon. You know, the roles of the Jedi play, you know, was determined by the color of the lightsaber. It's different. But the color is influenced by the spiritual alignment. So, you know, if you're basing, you know, the meaning off of old expanded universe, that's no longer the case. So we're going to get right into it. You know, so kyber crystals can give different colors to lightsabers. Although the Sith use that distinct crimson red, they get that through a different method of how that crystal turns red, and we'll discuss a little bit about that later on. So, the blue lightsaber, of course, along with the red, made their debut in A New Hope. That's when we first saw this beautiful, elegant weapon. Blue has been what considered the most common, of course, because we see it more. The blue lightsabers are said to represent righteousness and bravery, but mostly associated with Jedi, what Jedi stand for. But that color doesn't mean anything in particular, other than the result of the user's spiritual alignment with the crystal. This color was used by characters such as Obi-Wan, Anakin Skywalker, Luke, and Tierra, this is Jedi's name, I'm sorry, lost my notes. But anyway, she had a light blue lightsaber. And in the old lore, or expanded universe, this color denoted a Jedi guardian. Y'all gotta forgive me about this. Some of my notes I can't even read, you know, myself. I gotta take my more time and write better. The green lightsaber. Okay, we all saw the green. We were very impressed and awestruck when Yoda pulled, you know, that lightsaber from his hilt using the Force and proceeded to go to town. I mean, Yoda went off. I mean, it was just wow. We were all, you know, you see Yoda walking with a cane or floating on his chair, and now all of a sudden he's hopping around with this green lightsaber and just, you know, having his way with Count Dooku. Dooku held his own, I gotta give it to him. But if he would have stayed there a little bit longer, I do believe he wouldn't have made it to the third episode. But anyway, it didn't last longer than that one. Anyway, okay, the green lightsaber. Let's get back to it, you guys. The green lightsaber, are they the quote-unquote the second most common used by the Jedi? Like the blue lightsaber, a green lightsaber blade doesn't mean anything in particular. This color is associated with those who value harmony and helpful cooperation, spiritual, and demonstrate goodwill. We know the green lightsaber was commonly used by wiser, older, mentor Jedi such as Yoda, Qui-Gon Jinn, and later Luke Skywalker. And we also know that Ahsoka Tano had a pale green Shinto lightsaber. So, you know, she had that color as well. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it had to go to someone who was older and wiser. And in the old universe or expanded universe, the green lightsaber denoted a Jedi counselor. Purple, one of the rarest colors used by the Jedi. Of course, we know who most notably Mace Windu was seen wielding this purple lightsaber. The purple lightsaber was actually requested by Samuel L. Jackson because that's his favorite color. As such, there is actually no meaning behind this rare lightsaber within the Star Wars universe as far as the canon goes. But in the expanded universe, this was indicated uncertainty because as the purple was a combination of both the red and the blue, therefore represented the user was affiliated with both the light side and the dark side of the Force. So we know, of course, Mace Windu's purple lightsaber first appeared in Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones. And, of course, he lost it when it fell out the window when he got his hand cut off by Anakin, you know, Skywalker in Revenge of the Sith. So there you go with purple. Boom, shakalaka. Yellow lightsaber, which is wild, you know. I like this color as well. This color was used by the Jedi Temple guards who carry a double-bladed yellow lightsaber pikes. And there's not too much known about this particular color. So whether these were made intentionally yellow to distinguish the guards or the crystal chose temple guards by turning the crystal, crystal turning itself yellow to say, okay, well, this person is worthy to be a temple guard. It's unclear. But brings out my notes say that characters like Asajj Ventress and Ahsoka herself have used a yellow lightsaber. So, you know, we're still unsure about this color. In the expanded universe, however, the yellow lightsabers were used by Jedi Sentinels. And when the ancient Jedi Kaden Kor purified a red kyber crystal, it turned it yellow. So, we do have a little bit of information about this yellow lightsaber. I still think those temple guards are cool, man. They come out there with the mask and the yellow lightsaber, man. They ready to do business. Of course, then we have the orange lightsaber. This is a new addition, one of the new additions to the Star Wars canon. It came about by the Jedi Fallen Order. The color was revealed to be pre-ordered for the game. So, in the game, they wanted the orange lightsaber. There's no backstory as of yet, as of these notes that I have. In the expanded universe, though, orange blades sometimes have been used by Sith or Dark Jedi. But in a new canon, there's no indication what it means. But I'm sure we'll get the backstory about that. Well, if you play the game Fallen Order, I'm sure you already know. White lightsabers. Okay, now who of you guys out there went absolutely crazy when you saw Ahsoka Tano take those two lightsabers off her hilt and they were white? I mean, I almost lost my mind, to be honest. I loved it. It's a beautiful blade. I mean, and of course, wielded by Ahsoka Tano, who was just one of my favorite characters ever created. I mean, Ahsoka is just wonderful. I'm glad that she has her own story coming out. I love seeing her in The Mandalorian. I was so happy that she survived Order 66. If you guys check out the end of Star Wars, The Clone Wars, the cartoon, man, it was great. It was just wonderful to see her survive Order 66 and help Rex. Just check out that if you hadn't. But if I'm talking to anybody that's a fan of Star Wars, I'm pretty sure you've already seen it. But yeah, if you haven't, please check it out. Do yourself a favor. But anyway, the white lightsabers, of course, were used by Ahsoka Tano and are proof of her mastery over the Force. Ahsoka retrieved the kyber crystal when she killed the sixth brother, one of the Inquisitors, and took his kyber crystal, and she had to purify it. She actually was trying to find her a kyber crystal because, of course, she was in hiding, and she realized she was going to need her weapons. She was going to need a lightsaber. So she reached out with the Force, and it brought her to Rota. And upon that, she killed the Inquisitor. She didn't really mean to. She blew up his lightsaber, trying to pull the crystals out. And it blew up, killing him. And she was able to turn that kyber crystal back pure, because, of course, it was red. So she purified it using the Force, restored it to the white color. And that ended up representing that she has no affiliation with the Jedi and no affiliation with the dark side. So she's not bound by the Order of the Jedi. And, of course, she's doesn't represent the dark side. So that's what those white sabers mean, that they have no affiliation. You're Force sensitive and you can pretty much do what you want, but we know Ahsoka's always going to do the right thing. Here we go, you guys. Red lightsaber. This is represents the Sith. Unlike the Jedi, who share a connection with their kyber crystals, with these changing color, the Sith are unable to discover a connection with them because they have to steal their kyber crystals. So what they do, in a process called bleeding, they pour all their hate, fear, and all these other negative emotions into the crystal, and it causing the crystal to turn red. Bam. In the expanded universe, the Sith couldn't use kyber crystals at all. So they had to use synthetic crystals, and that's what made those crystals red, because they couldn't use a kyber crystal that you find in nature. So bam, there you go with the red sabers, and we all know who used those. You know, Darth Vader, Count Dooku, Darth Maul, Darth Sidious, Kylo Ren. You know, those ones use this type of saber, this red color saber. Okay, you guys, black saber. Now, what is this? The black saber, or dark saber, is a one-of-kind blade created by Taraz Vista, the first Mandalorian. The Darksaber has a unique blade. It's shorter than most other lightsabers and sharp like a traditional sword. After Vizsla's passing, the Darksaber was kept in the Jedi Temple, and later it was stolen by a member of that house, the House of Vizsla. This weapon became a symbol of leadership for the Mandalorian, and according to the Mandalorian custom, the only way to obtain this is by defeating the previous owner in combat. So, you know, how Obi-Wan grabbed Anakin's saber at the end of Revenge of the Sith and passed it on to Luke. That don't happen with the Darksaber, people. You got to fight for this bad boy. And only by defeating the person that is wielding it will you retrieve it. That's how it works. That's the Mandalorian rule. Hey, I don't know if I agree with it, but I'm not Mandalorian. So, anyway. There you go, you guys. That's the color of the lightsabers. Of course, there are other ones in the expanded universe. There's a silver, bronze, a rose, animus color, and gold. So there are other colors that, like I said, that are in the expanded universe. And maybe I'll do another episode, maybe a short one, to talk about those colors and who used those. So there you go. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, send me your favorite color, which lightsaber you like. Send me some feedback. You can hit me up, Logan Bruce 42 at Instagram, Logan Bruce, Twitter, 42 at Twitter, or you can just hit me up on the Parallel Universe, 1832@yahoo.com. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry about that, you guys. I had to change it. It wasn't Yahoo now. It's gmail.com. Either way, hit me up. Send me your feedback. Send me your likes, your dislikes. Tell me what you think. Tell me what your favorite color lightsaber is. And if you want to be on the light side or the dark. All right, you guys. Until next time, we'll see you in the next universe.